Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Today is International Childhood Cancer Day, which highlights the need for concerted global actions to address the growing challenges posed by this non-communicable disease. 1 year after the imprisonment of Berlin journalist Deniz Yüksel in Turkey, Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, in an interview with ARD, said that he hopes for his early release, also remarking that it is not the government that decides on the case, but the judiciary. Yildirim is expected to visit Berlin on Thursday, where a discussion with Chancellor Merkel is also planned. Similar to Yildirim, the Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu commented on the Yüksel case at the beginning of the year on a visit to his German colleague Sigmar Gabriel. Çavuşoğlu also referred to the independence of the Turkish judiciary, although critics of the Turkish government have considerable doubts about its independence. 1 year ago yesterday, the Welt correspondent Yüksel appeared at a police station in Istanbul because he had learned that he was being searched for. He wanted to comment on his articles and private emails from the Turkish energy minister without admitting guilt. In addition to the affair about the son-in-law of Turkish President Erdogan, the authorities were also bothered by Yüksel's interview with the leader of the Banned Workers' Party of Kurdistan, or the PKK. The accusation? Terrorist propaganda and sedition. The officers arrested him, and less than 2 weeks later, Yüksel was taken into custody. Representatives of the German government have visited Yüksel in prison several times, and his situation has not changed. Under Turkish law, terrorist suspects can remain in custody for up to 5 years. Yüksel is now defending himself before the European Court of Human Rights, and a decision is still pending. The result of an analysis of the 13 largest German airports carried out by the portal AirHelp, almost 1 in 3 flights, 29%, from Berlin Tegel did not take off on schedule in 2017, making it the most unpunctual of all German airports. More than 23% of all flights in Frankfurt am Main, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, and Munich were delayed or canceled. The 5 German airports with the highest number of flights last year, therefore, also had the most problems. The fewest irregular flight movements occurred at Hanover Langenhagen Airport. Here, only just under 15.2% of all flights took off late or were canceled. The airports of Bremen, Stuttgart, Leipzig-Halle, and Dresden also recorded comparatively good punctuality figures. More than 81% of all flights departed on time at each of these airports in 2017. It is reported that on average, more than 500 passenger flights per day did not leave on time throughout Germany in 2017. The Berlin Tenants Association does not expect that the Great Coalition plans on housing will defuse the situation on the market. The managing director of the association, Rainer Wild, criticized that the plans of the CDU, CSU, and SPD were only cosmetic. He demands that all exceptions have to be abolished in order for the rent cap to work effectively. In addition, Wild wants a fine for landlords who do not comply with the regulations, as landlords are of the opinion that a net rent of 9 or 10 euros per square meter is okay. This is why high rents are paid without complaints by tenants, which in turn causes trouble for people with lower incomes. Wild emphasized that only the state can ensure that affordable housing is created. He thinks that the housing industry has no interest in a balanced market because rents can be raised much more in a tight market. At present, however, low-priced plots of land are lacking. Speculations on development and building grounds would have to be stopped by the government in order to generate housing at affordable prices. After the death of a 2-year-old female wolf in southern Brandenburg that was reportedly shot, there are now new findings on the cause of death. The State Office for the Environment informed RBB that the animal had died from the consequences of a skull fracture caused by a traffic accident. The post-mortem examination report of the Leibniz Institute states that the young female wolf was presumably not dead immediately and moved away from the scene of the accident. The report states that the gunshot wounds were from a previous event. The dead animal was discovered by a forester in the area of the Rulande Blackwater at the border of Brandenburg in Saxony. According to the police report, the animal was brought to Berlin by the Wildlife Commission for further investigation at the Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research. officials are investigating on suspicion of a violation of the Federal Nature Conservation Act. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, since 2000, 9 wolves have been shot in Brandenburg. A car loaded with flatbread and 15 frozen but uncooled doner meat skewers was stopped by the police yesterday. The driver from Berlin wanted to transport the meat and bread to deliver them in North Rhine-Westphalia. He told the officers that he had to use his own car because the truck with the cooling system broke down. The police did not agree with the man's methods and informed the public health authorities. The skewer's temperature was at minus 6 Celsius instead of the required minus 10. They were confiscated by the authorities, and an investigation against the driver for violation of food laws is on the way. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.